This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. One of the closely watched states in the presidential race was New Hampshire, which went narrowly for Hillary Clinton. Other races in the Granite State were also of interest to a national audience, including the hotly contested U.S. Senate race between incumbent Republican Kelly Ayotte and outgoing Democratic Governor Maggie Hassan. Joining us now to recap New Hampshire results is Valley News news editor John Gregg. Hi, John. Have you recovered from Tuesday night?
Hi, Jane. Back at it.
Well, let's jump right into that race for Senate, because not only was that watched around Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and the nation, given the makeup that people were wondering about for the U.S. Senate, but it was one that was so hotly contested, it wasn't even decided on Tuesday evening. So tell us what the latest is on that race.
The latest is Senator Kelly Ayotte, the Republican first-term senator, did concede yesterday to Maggie Hassan, the Democratic governor. It was an incredibly close race. Somewhere between 700 and 1,000 votes separated them out of 700,000 cast, more than that. And the other thing that is a big number is somewhere north of $100 million was spent on this race in ads, which is an incredible amount of money.
Are you surprised? I'm surprised that Kelly Ayotte is not asking for a recount, given, you know, we're talking about 350,000 votes on each side, so 700,000 votes, and we're talking about 700 votes dividing them. Why didn't Kelly Ayotte ask for a recount?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, the results did seem to get certified by the Secretary of State. Most of the machines, a lot of the machines are tabulators, which have been pretty reliable in New Hampshire. That just seemed to be her decision. There was certainly sort of 24 hours of uncertainty where no one called the race except for Democrats. Ultimately, she did acknowledge that Hassan appears to have won.
Kelly Ayotte was seen as a vulnerable candidate, even though she was an incumbent and had to try to walk a line, trying to make sure she had Republicans on her side, but also keep moderates and independents with her instead of going to Maggie Hassan. I guess it just didn't work, although just barely.
Right. You know, what's interesting is that she lost in the Upper Valley. Kelly Ayotte lost a couple of towns that Donald Trump won, like Charlestown and Claremont.
Hmm.
And what that says to me is that perhaps she lost because she was also seen as part of the establishment in Washington, because she was a very, very reliable vote for Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader. And I think, you know, the voters seem to be fed up not only with, you know, what Hillary Clinton may have represented nationally, but also certainly the Republican establishment in Washington.
You mentioned ticket splitters in New Hampshire, and there must have been quite a few of them because New Hampshire now has a Republican governor, Chris Sununu.
Chris Sununu won. That was an open seat since Hassan was moving up. And he defeated Colin Van Ostern, who had worked for Stonyfield Yogurt and Southern New Hampshire University, but really had was best known as a political operative, and then he was a member of the executive council, as Sununu was. I think Sununu won by about 2 percentage points, and that probably was largely a factor of name recognition, and people seem to be comfortable with the Sununu name. Both his father was a governor and his brother had been a U.S. senator.
This was a race that, you know, given that it was an open seat and could have gone either way, seems like it would have garnered more interest, but was largely, I don't know, it just wasn't a race that I saw much about, at least here in Vermont, which was a little bit surprising. I guess the Hassan Ayotte race sucked up all the air.
It certainly did, and Trump versus Clinton. They had pretty marked differences on some issues. What was most interesting is Sununu had kind of waffled on Planned Parenthood funding. He had taken a key vote against it, but then ultimately this year supported restoring a contract to Planned Parenthood. So, you know, the Democrats couldn't ultimately wrap that around him as much as they wanted to.
In terms of the state legislature, what is Chris Sununu going to be encountering as he tries to lead the state as governor and tries to work with the very large and sometimes unruly New Hampshire legislature.
Right. So 400 members in the New Hampshire House and 30 senators. What's interesting is, 24 senators. What's interesting here is the State House in New Hampshire, for the first time in more than a decade, is now going to be entirely Republican. Governor's office, Senate, House, and the Executive Council has a majority of Republicans there. And that, I think, is largely a factor of the redistricting that Republicans did after the 2010 census. And a case of point there was a state Senate seat in the Newport, New Hampshire, New London area that was an open seat. There was a very talented Democrat who ran, John Garvey. He was a University of New Hampshire law professor. He's married to the daughter of a former Republican congressman, had a lot of centrist support, but he wound up losing to a 78-year-old Republican from a small town, Stoddard, New Hampshire, and she really benefited because that district had been made more Republican with towns like Ware down, you know, near the Manchester area.
Let's go back to the presidential race. Hillary Clinton did win New Hampshire in the end, but that was a very close race as well. It looks like just over 1,000 votes dividing Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So not a surprise in the sense that, you know, there seemed to be momentum for Hillary Clinton in the Northeast, but very, very narrow given New Hampshire's importance on the national stage.
It sure was narrow. If I did my math correct, about 0.2 of a percentage point, a little over 1,400 votes. And what was surprising here is that Donald Trump actually won Sullivan County, which is where Claremont and Newport are, those that along the, you know, the Connecticut River Valley. That's a blue-collar county by and large, with a lot of factories that have closed, and he won that, but he lost Grafton County, which is, you know, where Lebanon and Hanover are. Hillary Clinton won Grafton County with 57% of the vote to just about 38% for Trump, and Trump also did very well down in the southern tier, some of those southeastern counties of New Hampshire that has a lot of people who might commute to Boston or had lived in Massachusetts and moved up to New Hampshire because of its live free or die reputation.
So that area tends to be more conservative?
More conservative, a lot of votes in towns like Salem that you don't hear about, but really deliver the bacon for Republican candidates.
And the towns like Hanover that you said went unsurprisingly for Hillary Clinton, of course, Hanover is the home of Dartmouth College. And for people who have been obsessively poring over demographics since Tuesday night, they'll know that young people overwhelmingly voted for Hillary Clinton. So it sounds like that also held true in New Hampshire.
Yes, there's no question. I think you could make an argument that the college vote probably pushed both Hillary Clinton and Maggie Hassan over the top in New Hampshire. They had margins of at least like 65% in those college towns. If you look at just Lebanon and Hanover, I mean, Hillary Clinton got about 11,500 votes and Trump got under 2,800 votes. You know, those college students voted, and they voted for the Democrats.
John, anything else that you've been mulling over in the New Hampshire results since Tuesday night and thinking is particularly interesting or surprising?
Well, I think what you're going to see to that last point and the fact that New Hampshire Republicans now control the Senate is they are probably going to take more steps to try and tighten the ability of college students who, if they have their domicile here, which is different from residence, are able to vote in New Hampshire. So I suspect that the issue of voter IDs and voter access are going to continue to be legislated in Concord.
We've seen that in other New England states as well. We saw efforts to, I guess threaten may be a harsh word, but to potentially intimidate college students in Maine from voting. So you think you'll see that in New Hampshire, but done legislatively?
Right. I mean, I think, you know, the Republicans have been angling to tighten the access for a long time, and I expect, especially if you look at the fact that the delegation is entirely Democratic and Hillary Clinton won New Hampshire, they will be motivated, for better or worse, to go at it again.
John Gregg is Valley News news editor. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jane.